Well, it's interesting. We have a neighbor who has been working on a large company, a proposed solar farm, 1,600 acres, rather huge. And being with Farm Bureau, we've heard talk of this for quite a while, but it was smaller areas. We happen to have a large transmission line that runs across, actually it goes across part of my ground, but they found that they could pump or push the electricity into that. So I think they're, whether it ever gets built or not, but I see some future in that, because some of my comrades or colleagues from Farm Bureau to the north have a lot of wind farms in northern Illinois. Those, to listen to them, may have led to some health issues that I find a hard, because I've not been around them. But even though there are certain setbacks, there are sleep deprivation, there's all kinds of things. But if the solar will work, now I've heard contradictory reports that we're still too far north for them to be efficient. You know, it need to be close to the equator. But they picked Jefferson County because our farm ground's not as good. So I do see a future in that. In fact, my wife would really like to check into to putting our house on solar. So I see some potential there, but I agree with maybe on a national level, the next thing will be when they can do it efficiently to compete with the forms that we have now, then they'll go, because I think that's how things work in a capitalistic society. If you can produce something and make money and produce it efficiently, people will use it. But yeah, I think solar has a bigger future around here than wind.